off.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm one of those people who likes to have TV on in the background, just kind of the noise of it. I like something kind of like, I don't know, just like voices, calm. I don't like any loud noises. Like I can't do cartoons. Like I can't have Family Guy on in the background because it's too distracting. I want to watch it. So I had on in the background today while I was doing other stuff, the History Channel. Because usually that's just people talking. It's really boring. I don't have to pay attention, but it's like background noise. Well, it caught my attention, and it's all about you, which is what I love. Like it was an Anthony story, so I couldn't wait to tell you that I actually learned something today about Star Wars against my will. But I learned something today about Star
by
Wars
by osmosis.
Yes. By accident.
Okay.
This I thought was really interesting. So the show topic was like toys that made America, something like that. It was a toy themed documentary.
And I've
series.
Seen all of those. Okay.
Oh, you have seen all of them?
All of them. Every toy collector show that has anything to do with Star Wars, I've already seen it.
Well, here's what I learned. So I learned that the Star Wars toys, the whole way they were created. See, I just assumed that the movie came out, it did really well, and George Lucas said, let's make toys. We'll make millions. Okay. That is not even close to how the story went, which is why I thought it was interesting, which is why I thought I would tell you something you probably already know. So this guy licensed the Star Wars toys.
Right.
Before the movie even came out. And he had gone to like Hasbro, Mattel. They said the exact same thing to him. They're like, nobody buys toys from movies. Mm-hmm. Like movies come and go. Movies come out. They're done. Nobody cares. Do not make toys for movies. Nobody buys toys for movies. And they use the example of the 007 toys. Oh, we had these action figures from 007, all the different James Bonds, and nobody bought them. So the guy goes to Kenner, which is a toy company that had been around since the 40s, but they were, you know, they hadn't really had like a big hit yet. And he said, listen, I have this licensing for Star Wars. You don't know about it yet. It's a movie. It's coming out. I think it's going to be big. And they're like, oh, you know what? Let's go for it. And the first thing he did that nobody else did, see, all the toys were 12 inches because Barbie was 12 inches. And that sort of set the standard for those kind of, you know, the dolls, like anything that's a doll. G.I. Joe, 12 inches. All those toys, 12 inches. So they said, listen, we're going to have to make these smaller because we're going to make the crafts they go in. And a 12-inch doll is not going to fit. We're going to have a big, giant craft that's going to cost us a fortune. So we're going to have to make the dolls smaller. So they were the first to do the 3.5-inch dolls. Nobody had done that before. That's the first thing that they did. And so they came up with the prototypes. They're really excited. The movie comes out. It is such a big hit that it made history, not just for how much money a movie made at that time, because, you know, there was no Marvel yet. There was none of that kind of stuff. Star Wars was the first of its kind. It stayed in the movie theaters for 7 months. A movie had never done that before. There was such a frenzy for Star Wars, and people had seen it 10, 15, 20 times. I mean, they kept going back and back and back. It wasn't like they saw Star Wars went on with their lives. They went back again. They took other friends. It took their parents. Like everybody and their mother literally saw it more than once. So the big thing in the toy game, you have to have whatever the it toy is, has to be out during Christmas time. That's the whole point. You know, under the tree, you open up, there's your Star Wars toy. Oh my God. Well, the company Kenner was not expecting this kind of frenzy. And they couldn't make enough toys for Christmas. They couldn't do it. They were like, February at best, maybe March. So they came up with this idea to have empty boxes that you could buy during Christmas that go under the tree that say, you know, hey, Anthony, big present coming for you in March. Like, get excited. So that was really stupid. That was a non-starter. And they missed Christmas. They just couldn't get the toys out for Christmas. So they were like, well, this is it. It's over for us. And the toys, they didn't know the movie was going to continue on through, you know, months and months. And that another Star Wars movie was in the works. The toys didn't come out till the spring of the next year. They sold $200 million. This is 1978 money. This isn't like $200 million
trillion in today money.
Exactly. You hear 200 million now, you're like, yeah, that's about what a movie opening makes. No, 200 million for toys in 1978 was unprecedented. That had never happened before. And all the companies that turned them down, that said nobody buys toys for movies, they went crazy. And I think it was Mattel went and bought the rights to, they spent $14 million for the rights to Battlestar Galactica toys.
Right. And nobody bought them.
They thought they were... No. People started buying them. The problem was... This is really sad, actually. It's not my favorite part of the story, but it just goes to show you. The Battlestar Galactica toys, as opposed to the Star Wars toys, actually had guns and things that fire and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had like a little I don't know what the Death Star of Battlestar Galactica is, but whatever it is. Shoots stuff. A kid got shot, it got lodged in his throat, and he died. And that was the end of those toys.
Mm. Yeah, I was one of the kids that got the little card for Christmas that said, it's coming. So I probably have that somewhere. I don't know. But that's the thing that drives me crazy about companies. You couldn't see that coming down the road, that was going to be huge. It's like... Mounjaro or Ozempic now. They couldn't see that coming down the road. They're backlogged like 6 months now on this stuff. You can't even get it. It's gold right now. So now not even the guy that works in the basement can say, hey, you guys, maybe we should make this stuff 24 hours a day. Just maybe. I think it's going to be big.
Well, no, because when it first came out, it was just a diabetes drug, and a side effect was people losing weight.
But as soon as they found that out, you don't stop the factory 24 hours a day. You just keep running it. You run it until the factory runs out of power. That's what you do.
Well, no, they didn't know. See, the thing is, they didn't know these toys were going to be... So, remember, no toys for a movie had ever sold before. This was the first... Star Wars was like nothing ever anybody had ever seen before. Nobody understood the power of Star Wars. The fact that there was this frenzy for Star Wars, that there could be millions and millions of dollars and franchise after... still to this day, we're getting new Star Wars movies. I mean, how many years ago was 1976? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. They could have never seen that back then.
They could have hired 5-year-old me and I would have told him, hey, by the way, I would start making these now and not stop making them until 2024. That's when you stop making
aren't
them.
You in the toy company? Aren't you in the toy business? Shouldn't you already know this?
Yeah, hire that kid like in Big, you know, where he's a little kid but he grew up and he's old now. Hire that guy to tell you what toys is going to be big. I could have told you back then. I want as many as my bedroom can hold. I could have told you that, but nobody asked me.
Right. So I thought that was interesting because you're such a Star Wars guy, and there I was learning something about Star Wars for the first time in my life. So I was like, let me share this with Anthony. He won't know this information. Did you know everything I just told you?
Yes. I mean, there's probably 16 different documentaries on Netflix that talks about Star Wars things. And not only have I seen them all, I've watched them all with my son.
Okay.
So, yeah, nothing gets past me.